Monday for district final action. You know, Grant, we've been here all week. Same public address announcer. He's been singing the national anthem for every game. I think he saved his best for last tonight. That was awesome.
Great performance.
He did a fantastic job. He's been doing a good job all week, and somehow his voice has held up a lot better than mine this week. I'm a little jealous.
Well, it doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, no, he's done a great job this week, and he's sounded amazing all week. Oklahoma Heights has been a great host here.
They really have done a great job. It's a great venue. If you haven't come to check out this venue before, you absolutely should. Let's take a look at the standing Sterling Panthers. They will start with number three, Braden Sullivan. The senior, the sophomore Sullivan. Number four, Brody, the buzzer Sullivan. Number 20, senior Nick Nuremberg. Number 24, Cooper Prout, who I believe is just a junior. And then at number 30, senior Truman King. Head coach is Matt Coyne. Midland Bullet Creek, they will start. Number 12, senior, 6'2", their center, Colton Riddle. Number 15, a 5'10" guard, he is a senior, Jason Nelson. Number 23, a 5'11" forward, number 23, Lake Horning. Number 24, a 5'11" guard, just a sophomore, Ryan Long. And number five, a 6-foot guard, Landon Tarkowski, who he forgot, but that's okay. And then their head coach is Justin Freeland. So not a lot of, you know, no big guys. 6'2" is their biggest guy, but also their smallest starter, 5'10". You know, so it's going to be good size all the way throughout.
Yeah, I think that'll be able to match up with Stash well. And like we just mentioned before in our last commercial break, how they're going to handle this first few minutes here, I think, is going to be so vital in this game. You know, Stanch has been in these big game moments before. How's Bullet Creek going to handle the pressure right now? How are their nerves going to be?
This game brought to you in part by Keeley's Business and Tax Service of Prescott, Daniel's Septic Service of Sterling, and LeClaire Chiropractic of Standish. Also by Eastern Dust Control of Standish and the Law Office of Dwayne Hadley in Standish. Brody Sullivan and Colton Riddle will tip it up. It's controlled by Standish Sterling. Truman King gets it, and the Panthers will work right to left. 2-3 zone here being played by Midland Bullet Creek. Panthers swinging it around the zone, trying to find the crease. Working a couple of guys towards the center. They go right side, now up top to Braden Sullivan. He'll drive in the lane, kick to Truman King, corner three, knock it down!
Awesome three right there by Truman King in the corner. Stanish able to facilitate that ball, not force any bad passes right there. And King in the corner for an amazing start for the Sterling Central Panthers.
Jason Nelson swings it right side to Ryan Long. Long left side to Tarkowski. Tarkowski back upside up top to Nelson. Nelson will take a deep three over the zone. Knock it down!
Woo! It's a little anything you can do, I can do better action right there. That's a great start for Bullet Creek. And not afraid of the moment whatsoever.
That was close to NBA range for Jason Nelson. Left side, Brody Sullivan. Right side to Cooper Proud as they run their motion through the zone. Left side now, Truman King. He tries to answer with another three. Knock it down.
I think we're in for a fun one early.
Both these teams look locked in for a district title. Truman King wants it, and let's see if Bullet Creek gets it. Standish going to extend that zone way out. The deepest guy right now is at the free throw line. As Tarkowski swings it left side to Nelson. Nelson goes cross court to Long. Long down low to Riddle. He's in the corner. Kicks back outside to Tarkowski. Swings left side. Nelson pump fake drive. Kick to the free throw line. And then back out to Nelson. Up top Tarkowski for three. A little bit long. Rebound tipped and controlled by Bullet Creek. No good. And then a rebound grabbed by Nick Nuremberg. Lake Horning had the offensive rebound put back but couldn't get it to go. Stays 6-3, Standish Sterling. Brody Sullivan basketball up top. He'll hand it to Braden Sullivan. Sullivan drives right down the lane. Left-hand layup on the right side. Can't get it to go. And so, but he will be fouled, so he'll go to the line to shoot two.
Looks like Bullet Creek to switch to a man-to-man at last possession after giving up two threes to Truman King there. Try to change their defense up a little early.
Yeah, you may want to just put one guy on that on him and just not let him shoot, see if he can drive by you. Braden Sullivan at the line to shoot two. First one is up. That one is good. This game brought to you in part by Compassionate Care Home Health Services of West Branch, Sullivan Exteriors of West Branch, and Surveying Solutions, Inc. of Standish. Second free throw by Sullivan, well short. Rebound grabbed by Lake Horning, and here come the Lancers. Right side, that's Long. Long down low to Riddle. He goes up and scores. Nice transition by the Bullet Creek Lancers as Colton Riddle scores. Makes it 7-5, Standish. Truman King, crossover. He snows in the lane, goes right up on the right side for an easy bucket. That's right. You don't want him to shoot. He'll drive inside. He's got 8. Breaking the press is Bullet Creek. Right side, Long. Cross court, picked off by King. Truman King brings it up for the Panthers. Stop and pop three, top of the key. A little bit long, and rebound comes down to Horning. Horning goes up to Long. Long quickly comes down the floor. Goes up top to Nelson. Nelson, pass fake, steps into a three up top. Way off to the right, rebound Brody Sullivan. Here come the Panthers. They lead 9-5, and the Panthers will slow it down. 5 minutes to play in our first quarter, 9-5 Standish. Brody Sullivan up top. He'll drive inside. Hop step. Little floater. No good. Rebound by Colton Riddle. Didn't quite go up strong enough, did the sophomore. Riddle. Cross court to Long. Long to the corner. Hornig. A deep three. No good. Rebound by Cooper Prout. And the Panthers will work back.
Bullet Creek not afraid to take those threes. They're trying to get their baskets early, but, you know, I think maybe try taking some opportunities down low wouldn't help them a little bit.
Sullivan drives and through the contact scores on the left side.
That's what Stanch is doing right now. They hit those two threes early by Truman King, but ever since then, they've been really trying to take it down the paint, and they have a great opportunities down there. Look like Bullet Creek can't match up physically with them right now.
11-5. Standish in the lead. Riddle to the free throw line. Bounce pass down low. Horning short on the layup. I think he thought Truman King was going to provide some contact and ends up short arming it. Rebound to Truman King. Here come the Panthers. Deep three from King. Knock it down! Oh, man! That had to be 6 feet beyond the line! 14-5 Standish! And then picked off by Braden Sullivan! Sullivan into the lane. Nothing there, so he will kick it out to Cooper Prout. Prout back to Sullivan. Sullivan drives baseline, goes up at the rim and scores! Timeout, Bullet Creek! 16-5 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. After the timeout by Midland Bullet Creek, they come out and break the press. 16-5, Standish Sterling over top of Midland, about 4.5 minutes into this one. Pass inside, and a layup missed. Oh, right at the rim, just couldn't get a friendly roll, was Troy Limmer. Quickly up floor come the Panthers. Brody Sullivan, drive, spin move in the lane, right hand, good, over the left shoulder.
That was pretty right there. That was pretty.
Brody Sullivan, the first person not named Brayton Sullivan or Truman King to score, and it's 18-5 Standish. Pass up top, tip by Sullivan and stolen by Nuremberg. Brody Sullivan, left side Nuremberg. Pass inside to King. King up, straight up, shoots, and right from the block scores. Truman King's got 13 already.
Yeah, you said key of the game, let him score 25. That may be 25 in the first quarter.
Oh, man, it's 20-5, Standish Sterling. Back and forth go Midland Bullet Creek. They break the press. Riddle, cross court Tarkowski, bounce pass into the corner, Horning. Down low to Riddle. Riddle back outside to Dalton Viken. Viken, pass down low, is picked off by Truman King. Another turnover. Here come the Panthers. Braden Sullivan will bring it up. Hand off to King. King dribbles. Hand off to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan will hand it off to Braden Sullivan. He'll drive. Step back. Three from the top. No good. Rebound pulled down by Viken. Viken will give it up to Landon Tarkowski. Tarkowski bounce pass to Riddle. Had the ball poked away. Able to regain it. He'll go cross court. Viken pump fake a three. Pass inside to Riddle at the free throw line. Then back down inside. Knocked out of bounds by Truman King as they try to get it down low to Troy Limmer. Two more subs come in. They're going to bring Jason Nelson back into the game, and they will check Lawrence Harding into the game. Riddle will sit down, so will Tarkowski. 20-5 Standish, 1:48 to play in the first. Pass inside to Lake Horning. Back outside, Nelson into the corner. Pump fake on a three, now the corner three, knock it down for Troy Limmer.
Excellent pump right there. he was open for a while. They finally saw him able to hit that corner three, and at Bullet Creek, so I want to get in this game to hit a few of those, I think.
They needed that. It makes it 20-8, stops the bleeding a little bit. Hand off Truman King, deep three from the sideline logo, a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Nelson. Nelson will bring it up, dribbles right through it. Bounce pass knocked away by Brayton Sullivan, who jumps into the second row of the seats. This game brought to you in part by Vantage Plastics of Standish, Knuckle Oil of Standish, and Classic Lawn Care and Snow Plowing of Sterling. Inbound to Nelson. With a bucket here, they can kind of stem the bleeding a little bit and kind of work their way back into this one after being down 20-5. Pass inside Lake Harnick. He goes to the free throw line to Harding. Kick outside. Viking had his three-pointer blocked. Rebound Lake Harnick, who tried to kick it out, is picked off by Braden Sullivan. He goes right down the lane. Right-hand layup is good.
Yeah, just like that, you said Bullet Creek might be able to cut it downstairs. That's a not so fast. Forced another turnover, fast break attempt. And now they're back up to another big 14-point lead here.
Free throw line, jumper, no good. Rebound pulled down by Truman King. Here come the Panthers. Standish Sterling, handoff King, drives inside, and he'll be fouled. And we'll see if they call that a shooting foul or if they're going to say down low. They're going to say no. He was driving but was not shooting yet, so it'll be just a foul underneath. Foul goes on Nelson, his first, and here comes a couple more subs for... They're going to check a couple of starters back into the game. Long and Tarkowski check back in. Ryan Long, Landon Tarkowski. Lake Hornig checks out. I didn't see the other guy who checked out. I think Jason Nelson checked out. Inbound to the corner. Truman King, corner three, a little long. Rebound tipped out by Bullet Creek and then recovered by Bullet Creek. And then lost by Bullet Creek. Here come the Panthers. Cooper Prout into the lane. Left-hand layup, no good. Rebound Brody Sullivan, no good. Gets his own rebound. And he'll dribble it back out. Crossover, kick to the left side. That is Nick Nuremberg. Then to Brody Sullivan. He'll drive inside. Spin move in the lane. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Tipped up and controlled by Bullet Creek. Tarkowski, 5 seconds remaining in the quarter. He'll dribble. Stop and pop three. Left side. It is short, and that'll end the quarter. A fast-paced quarter, but Standish in big-time control. 22-8 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Creek starts with the basketball as we kick off our second quarter. 22-8, Standish over the top of Bullet Creek. And they bring the Schwartz twins into the game. Does Bullet Creek. It's Long, who has it on the right side. Kick to the corner to Schwartz, who's going to kick it down low. Then back at the long corner three. Nice ball movement for three. Knock it down.
Excellent ball movement right there. They hit it out in the paint. Kicked it right back to the corner. And they've had success in that corner three a couple times in a row now. Let's see if they can build off of that.
Left side, Brock Bartlett up top to Brayden Sullivan. Makes it 22-11, Standish Sterling. Swinging it around that zone are the Panthers, trying to find a hole. Just kind of working it around, looking down inside. It's Truman King in the left corner. Drive baseline, pull up mid-range jumper, and he is just on fire. 15 points already on the night. How many turnovers did Bullet Creek have in that first quarter?
They had 6 turnovers in that first quarter.
How many Standish have?
0.
That sounds about right. Crossover to pass to Tarkowski into Schwartz. Back to Long. He'll try a three right wing. Knock it down.
Woo. Long might be the guy to get Bullet Creek back in this game. He's failing it.
Ryan Long cuts the lead to 10. It's 24-14. His first 6 points of the night. Right side, Wendell into the game to Caleb Emmons at the free throw line. Back to Wendell in the corner. And up top to the senior Brayden Sullivan. Left side, Brock Bartlett. Bartlett up top to Sullivan. Left side, Bartlett, and to Truman King in the corner. A couple of jab steps being double-teamed. Had the ball knocked out of bounds. Oh, it's going to stay off Truman King's hands. And out of bounds to Bullet Creek. They forced their first turnover of the day. This game brought to you in part by Fergie's Pizza of Standish, Dan Meals Well Drilling of Sterling, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, and D&M Supply of Omer. 6:20 to play in our first half, 24-14 Standish. Brad Allen, Grant Cortman here with you. It's Bo Schwartz, basketball up top, hands it off to Zane Schwartz. That if they're not brothers, something's wrong there. Pass inside, and kind of with the foul for Troy Limmer. And it's a quick 8-2 run for Bullet Creek to start the quarter. makes it 24-16, clawing their way back into this one.
Yeah, way to finish right through the contact right there and create opportunities for yourself.
Foul goes on number five. That's Kaysen Wendell, his first, team first. Troy Limmer at the line. First free throw, or the free throw, is up and good. 6 points on the night for Troy Limmer. 24-17, Standish Sterling, who have gotten 22 of their 24 points from Truman King or Braden Sullivan. Sullivan with the basketball up top. Goes left side, Brock Bartlett into the corner, Truman King. Back up top to Brock Bartlett. He drives to the free throw line, goes right side to Wendell. Wendell back up top, Sullivan. Sullivan left side to Bartlett. He drives to the free throw line too, loses the basketball, ball on the ground, and it'll be controlled by the Panthers after it looked like it switched hands two, three times. Braden Sullivan loses his footing, but gets the ball to Truman King, left side for three, knock it down!
It's automatic. Automatic.
Truman King, I believe, is 4 for 5 to start this game from three. 27-17, Standish Sterling. Ryan Long goes right side to Zane Schwartz. Back to Long at the volleyball line. Into the corner, Troy Limmer. Pump fake a three, and the ball poked away. Gets it to Schwartz. Schwartz up top, Ryan Long. Pump fake three, stolen by Sullivan. Braden Sullivan down the other way. He goes up on the left side. He's fouled hard, and we'll go to the line to shoot two. That is a good foul for Ryan Long right there. If you are going to foul him, do it like that. Do not let him get the shot up.
I 100% agree. I was just going to say the same thing. It's a good foul. If you're going to foul him, foul him.
Foul him.
You know, don't let him get that shot up. Don't give him a chance to make that. And it was great hustle to get back there because it looked like he had a breakaway and it wasn't going to be contested at all.
And it wasn't malicious. It was just a clean foul, but it was just hard, firm foul. That is the way to do it on a fast break. Take some frustration out after the turnover. Braden Sullivan at the line, shooting two. First one is up. That one's good. 8 points on the night for Braden. 18 points so far for Truman King.
I think he's got a good shot at hitting your 25 mark tonight.
He's got a chance, doesn't he? Second free throw is up and good as well. So it's 29-17, Standish Sterling. Yeah, I was going to say coming out of the quarter, you know, if they can just slow down Truman King and Braden Sullivan a little bit, but, I mean, that's asking a ton. Schwartz down to Limmer. Pump fake. Goes up. No good. Rebound. You're going to get a jump ball. That will go to the Standish Sterling Panthers. And that was a quick whistle. But that right there is an official taking control of a basketball game right there. Being like, we're not going to let any extracurricular stuff happen in a big tight game. I'm calling a quick whistle here. I'm all right with that. Braden Sullivan left side, Brock Bartlett. Bartlett up top to Braden Sullivan, left side Bartlett. Now Truman King in the corner. He's going to launch a three, a little long. And rebound comes down to Zane Schwartz. Ryan Long brings the basketball up for Midland Bullet Creek. He's at the volleyball line guarded by Braden Sullivan. Now to Jason Nelson on the left side. Right side to Long. Now to Schwartz in the short corner. Cross-court pass to Nelson. Nelson to Limmer in the corner. Limmer back out to Nelson. Nelson guarded by Wendell. Right side Long. Long tried to pass it up top. Stolen by Sullivan. To Wendell. Back to Sullivan and knocked out of bounds by Ryan Long. And this is Bullet Creek not doing a good job. My first key to victory of make sure you can make the pass.
That was some wild passing going on right there. Cross court all over the place. They're getting away with some of it there, but eventually had to catch out to them. Standish took a chance when they got a turnover there.
And now they're going to take a timeout. Standish 29, Bullet Creek 17 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Inside out of the timeout by Standish Sterling. They just kick it right back around to Truman King, now to Brock Bartlett. 29-17 Standish. 4 minutes to go until halftime. Get you an update on our sister station here in just a second. Brock Bartlett with the basketball up top. Now right side, Braden Sullivan gets a screen, drives inside, goes through some contact. Nice block by Bullet Creek. On our sister station, Hits FM, as that ball goes out of bounds. It is Dallas 21-10, about 4 minutes to go in that first half, so they have definitely stepped up defensively, and we've got a foul called on number four, Brody Sullivan of Standish Sterling, going over the back on a pass. that looked like it was going to be picked off by Tarkowski. But 21-10, Tawas, I said they were going to have a better defensive effort tonight. Coach Kames wouldn't let that happen. And through 12 minutes of basketball for them over there, it looks about right.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we kind of expected in the pregame show. We said that they're going to have a hard practice probably on Thursday and come a lot more prepared for Friday's game.
Here we are, 29-17, Standard Sterling with the lead. Bullet Creek with the basketball. Jason Nelson has it up top. Bounce right side to Tarkowski. Tarkowski back up top to Nelson. Right side, Tarkowski. Pump fake three up top. Nelson, open three from the top. Knock it down.
I mean, we might as well just move the three-point line back tonight because these guys have had some range both sides of the floor.
Yeah, they don't care where the three-point line is. They're not trying to get close to it. Makes it 29-20. Back within nine is Bullet Creek into Caleb Emmons. And he is fouled by Riddle, who thought he had a clean block. And that'll send Emmons to the line to shoot two. 3:03 to play here in our first half. This game brought to you in part by Wiltsy Insurance of Standish, the Standish Pharmacy. First free throw up and good. King of the Road Driving School of Standish, North Central Area Credit Union, and the Tremble Insurance Agency of Standish. So Caleb Emmons gets his first point of the night and his second point of the night. 31-20, Standish Sterling, 3 minutes to play in the half. Also in Division 4 tonight, Ben Murphy sent me an update, 16-14 Hillman over Mayo after one. Big time game there. Bo Schwartz goes to Harning in the corner, and now with Riddle at the elbow, back to Jason Nelson out at the top. Left side, Schwartz, back up top, Nelson, pump fake the deep three, drives inside, kick out to Tarkowski, now to Riddle in the corner. Bounce pass through everybody to Nelson on the left wing for three, knock it down!
I mean, what a lucky pass to a great shot. Lucky pass to a great shot. That sounds like a lot of things going right for Bullet Creek on that play.
That is not where he wanted to throw it, but it worked out. Emmons into the lane, blocked by Riddle. And rebounded by Schwartz. It's 31-23. Bullet Creek has cut the lead to eight. And with the basketball, Tarkowski bounce pass to Nelson. Nelson to the corner and Riddle. And a foul going to be called here on Emmons for undercutting Riddle. Only the third team foul on Standish, not a big deal.
Well, he had to undercut him because that was a freaking 11-foot alley-oop right there for a pass in the quarter. I mean, these passes are nuts. And I was watching the Bullet Creek warm up. They were doing some crazy passes in warm up, so we kind of knew we were in for something tonight.
Harding has it out on the left wing. Bounce pass up top, Tarkowski. Tarkowski left side, Nelson, deep three. Too long, rebound Brody Sullivan.
Little heat check there.
That's all right. 31-23, Standish. 1:45 to play in our first half. Braden Sullivan walks it across, give to Truman King at the Mercantile Bank logo. Now up top to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan left side, King. He'll shoot the three left side, knock it down.
Incredible.
Five threes on the night already for Truman King. 21 points. Nelson gets across half court. That was close to a 10-second, even without pressure. Schwartz to the corner, down to Riddle. Kick out Nelson, right wing three, too long. Rebound pulled down by Truman King. Rebound comes out to Brayden Sullivan. Sullivan isn't stopped, and he gets whacked at the top while he lost the basketball. He's able to kick it out to Truman King, who has to go get it. Left side, Brody Sullivan. Brody Sullivan drives, and he'll be fouled by Jason Nelson. A little bit of a hand check. And with 58.5 to go in the quarter, Standish will inbound on the side here. Ryan Long will check in for Jason Nelson. Tell you what, I've only written the number two twice for Bullet Creek. I've written the number three a lot. They're launching threes, six threes, I believe, on the night. Then two twos and a free throw is how they have their 23. Braden Sullivan, basketball up top. Right side, Truman King. Down low to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan to King in the corner for three. Knock it down.
Wow.
Bullet Creek has six threes. Truman King has six by himself.
You're feeling it. You're feeling it.
37-23. Left side now, Riddle to Tarkowski. Horning in the corner for three. Rimmed out. And knocked out of bounds by Bullet Creek. Standish with that 14-point lead. 22 seconds remaining in the half. Man, they've been scoring so quickly. But do you just maybe one shot here?
Yeah, I think with 22 seconds, I think you feel really good about the lead. Probably settle for one shot here and I think you want to get that shot to Truman King.
Yeah, if Truman King's open, he shoots it. I mean, you just tell him to do what he wants. But your goal is one shot here as they swing it around. Looks like they are just going to go kind of a motion offense. Ball in the hands of Truman King with 10 seconds left. He'll hand it back to Braden Sullivan. No, he faked it. Now will give it back to Sullivan. Drives inside Sullivan. Up through the contact. He'll be fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot two. But if that didn't happen, Brody Sullivan was going to get another buzzer beater as he was going to lay it up and in. Foul goes on Tarkowski.
I was kind of hoping to see the buzzer beater.
Yeah, you know, me too.
We were one more away from trademarking that.
I'm just saying, we got time with a missed free throw and the second free throw. First one by Sullivan is good. He's got 10 points in the half as well. Just a ridiculous shooting performance by Truman King. 13 points in the first quarter and 11 in the second quarter. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Evans, up and good! And that'll end our first half. Standish Sterling 40, Bullet Creek 23 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Halftime here from Ogama Heights in this district final. You know, Grant, essentially the first rule for Midland Bullet Creek was to slow down Truman King. I don't think letting him score more than your whole team did in the first half is probably the best to do there. As Truman King, 24, Midland Bullet Creek, 23 at the half there. It's not a great game plan for success.
Yeah, it's not ideal. No. That's not what they were looking for. And, you know, some of those shots were really contested, though. I mean, those were some really contested threes. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they were right in the space. They had the hand right up there, and it's just the shooter making the play. So it's tough when a guy's that good. You know, it's tough when you play good defense and still goes through the hoop.
In total, it's 40-23 Standish in a more serious tone as we start our second half. And Midland Bullet Creek starts with the basketball. We'll take it through the first half stats here at the first dead ball. And so it is Colton Riddle with the basketball up top. He goes down low to Schwartz. Schwartz kick out to Nelson. Nelson drives the baseline and is cut off. Inside to Schwartz. Schwartz up and got him with the foul. That is Bo Schwartz. Number 40. They have twins that look exactly alike. The only thing helping me is that Bo is wearing black socks. So that is the only thing that's helping me.
You're the only one that knows what color socks are wearing. I don't even think they know what color socks they're wearing, but you know.
Well, they were warming up. It was the only difference I could find. I'm like, all right.
I mean, a jersey number helps.
Free throw is short. It's tough to see sometimes, man, where the number is. So it's 40-25. Standish Sterling. Braden Sullivan will bring it up. Hand off Truman King. Deep three right side and off the rim. Nick Nuremberg might have gotten away with a push, and then he missed the shot as he grabbed the rebound. But rebound to Prout. Prout down low to Nuremberg. Nuremberg had to run to go get it. And we'll kick it out to Braden Sullivan. Braden Sullivan clears some space, drives down the left side, hangs, shoots, no good. Nuremberg, another offensive rebound. Cooper Prout, left wing, three, no good. And rebound pulled down, and then falling on the ground was Bullet Creek, and then stolen by Braden Sullivan, who goes up and he's fouled. Oh, man. Nelson had the rebound and fell down, dribbled when he fell so he didn't get a travel, and then still had the ball ripped out of his arms. While Sullivan shoots his free throw, we'll take it through the scoring. First half, Truman King, 24 points. Braden Sullivan had 10. Caleb Emmons, 4. And Brody Sullivan had 2. First free throw by Braden rims out. For Bullet Creek, Jason Nelson had 9. Long and Limmer each had 6. Riddle had 2. That led us to our 40-23. Sullivan's second free throw. Short. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Cooper Prout. You got some first half stats for us, my friend?
Yeah, we got first half. We had 5 rebounds for Truman King, 2 rebounds for Nick Nuremberg, 4 rebounds for Brody Sullivan, and rebounds Lank Horning, I think it is.
Hornick.
For 3 rebounds for him, 2 for Jason Nelson, and 1 for Colton Riddle. Those were the top ones there for Bullet Creek. Turnovers were about, I believe it was 8-3 in the first half in favor of Standish.
Nelson with the basketball on the right side, so not too bad. 8 turnovers, not so bad. Jason Nelson, deep three up top, a little short. Rebound, tipped around, controlled by Tarkowski. Tarkowski to Schwartz. Schwartz straight up, and he'll be fouled by Prout, who got a little underneath of him. And actually, Cooper Prout caught the elbow to the face, but a cylinder foul right there. That's got up in the grill of him, and you're going to get a foul for that. And so that's Pratt's second foul, I believe. And that'll send Schwartz to the line to shoot two. Bo Schwartz. First free throw is up, and it is long. This game brought to you in part by Joe Sweeney of Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas and ATD Engineering and Machine of Augray. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Starting in Division 4, rebound by Cooper Prout here after a miss on the second free throw. Hillman made a three at the buzzer in the first half to give them a three-point lead at the half, 27-24. And then on her sister station, Hits FM, on a 3.3 and 94.9. It is Taos 29, Alcona 16. Brody Sullivan drives left side. Had the ball, I think, tipped as Colton Riddle gets a rebound and throws it up to Jason Nelson. Nelson to Tarkowski have yet to cross half court. Now they do on a pass up to Riddle. Riddle to free throw line, out to Hornig. Back up top to Tarkowski. Tarkowski inside to Schwartz. Schwartz again right through Prout, and Prout's going to pick up another foul as he riffed at the ball. But Schwartz doing a good job of getting in the grill of Cooper Prout and making the official make a call.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, it is something watching Bullet Creek pass the ball, though. I mean, I feel like it's the old adventure. Tiger days when, like, Joel Zamayan's pitching. You never know what you're going to get out there. That ball could be all over the place. If you Tiger fans remember him, I mean, that ball could be anywhere. That's like Bullet Creek passes. I mean, I have no idea where they're going. But they're working out right now in this half. They've thrown, I think, three fouls now on the line here, shooting fouls.
Schwartz knocks home the first free throw after going 0 for 2 the last time. In fact, 0 for 3 so far. Now he's 1 for 4 in the quarter after he missed his first three after an and one. And then the 0 for 2 at the last trip. Second free throw. That one's short. And then Riddle swatted it. And then Schwartz knocked it out of bounds. So it'll be Standish basketball leading by 14, 40 to 26. 5:52 to play in our third quarter. Again, Truman King, 24 points in that first half. Knocked home six three-pointers. Nick Nuremberg will inbound from pretty much right in front of us towards the half-court line. He'll kick it to Brayden Sullivan in the backcourt. Sullivan walks it across, calls the play, goes left side to Brody Sullivan. Hand off to Truman King. Truman King hand off to Brayden Sullivan. Crossover, drive left side, kick Cooper Prout in the corner for three, well short. Rebound though to Brody Sullivan. Brody Sullivan to Truman King up top, guarded by Bo Schwartz. Pump fake, drive inside, hangs, had it blocked. And rebound Tarkowski. Tarkowski out to Hornig. Hornig to Riddle. Very physical here in this last couple of seconds. Up to Bo Schwartz, now Tarkowski left side. Tarkowski bounce pass to Riddle, and he walked. You got to shoot it if you're going to step in like that. They will give you the gather if you're going to shoot it. You can't gather, step, and then pass. They'll give you the gather step. Anybody who's watched the NBA recently has heard a lot about the gather step. So it gives NBA players an extra step. Same thing. It's kind of coming, working its way down here. They'll give you essentially a third step if you're working your way into a shot. Brayden Sullivan will go up to Brody Sullivan as the Panthers bring it up to Cooper Prout. Prout left side to Truman King. He'll shoot a three over Tarkowski. Knock it down! He's got 27 points. What's amazing is Butler Creek has not changed anything on defense to stop it.
Yeah,
nothing.
I don't know how much you can do, though. That's the thing.
Left side three from Limmer, no good. And then Cooper Prout knocked it out, tried to throw it, and it was, he just threw it right out of bounds. He tried to say it was tipped. I didn't see it that way. He just threw it out of bounds.
I mean, the only thing that I can really think of what you can really do to stop it is double-teaming him, forcing the ball out of his hands. That's the best option you have, forcing the ball out of his hands and not letting him have any shot off whatsoever.
Well, they're just, like, right there. Tarkowski stood about a foot away from him with just a hand up. Get in his grill. Get underneath of him and make him uncomfortable. Schwartz kick out to Long. Pump fake three. Works into the corner. And now is trapped, but gets it down low to Schwartz. Bo Schwartz back out to Long. Long to Schwartz in the corner. He'll drive baseline. Work the body. Goes to Bo Schwartz. Kick out to Ryan Long. To Zane Schwartz in the corner. Back out to Long. Pump fake a three. Drive to the elbow. Pass down low to Limmer. And I'm not sure Limmer saw it coming. Is able to kick it back out, though. Long from the top of the key. Off to the left. And that ball will go out of bounds.
Wild passes all over the place. I mean, I don't know how they get away with it, but it just must be the thing for Bullet Creek. I mean, those wild passes must be something that they probably done all season, I assume.
They're keeping them high. You know, Stanish doesn't have a ton of height, so I guess keeping them high gives you the best chance of completing them. Truman King, right side, three, knock it down.
It doesn't matter what side of the court, it doesn't matter what half, you can't stop them right now.
And again, it's lazy closeouts. Again, you're not, you got to jump out at them, make them pump fake. Do something. Eight threes on the night for Truman King. Tarkowski with the basketball, pump fake a pass, shoot a three, knock it down. His first bucket of the night, and it's 46-29, Stanley Sterling. Truman King gets at the volleyball line. Left side, Nick Nuremberg to Truman King. Deep three, short. Rebound. There's going to be a foul on Nick Nuremberg as he came reaching in on what was supposed to be a rebound by Limmer. Just swatted him on the arm. 46-29, Stander Sterling, 3:24 to play. And yet, you and I, guess, technically have a rooting interest in this, but it is just frustrating me that he's made eight threes tonight, and I think two of them have been well contested. The other six, they're just kind of letting him chuck. Tarkowski with the basketball, gets it across the timeline to Long. Long looking down inside to Schwartz. I don't think Schwartz realized he was so open. Blocked from behind by King. Then saved, but grabbed by Braden Sullivan. Here comes Sullivan right down the lane. Layup is good.
Great job right there by Brady Sullivan. Getting that ball right in transition. Contested layup a little bit. Able to go right through it. Outstanding.
Riddle has it at the elbow. Bounce pass out to Tarkowski. He'll try a deep three. Knock it down. Oh, man, there's a shooting clinic tonight.
Bull Creek's going to need a lot more of it. They're down 16 right here. Only got 2:30 to go in the third quarter. They're going to start throwing them up, I think, and obviously closing out better on defense, though.
Truman King drives, and he is blocked clean. I 100% agree with this call. Standish does not. He was blocked clean, and it's a jump ball.
I agree, too.
That is the correct call. That was a nice job, at least from this angle here. That was a good call. Brock Bartley will inbound from underneath. Go to King in the corner. Open threes. A little short. I don't think he expected to be that open. Ryan Long will have it. Quickly get it up to Tarkowski. Tarkowski to the corner. That is Zane Schwartz. The Long for a corner three. No good. Rebound pulled down. Brody Sullivan. Grab it and go. Threw it up to Brock Bartley. Bartlett into the lane. He will go up. Lost it going up. Brody Sullivan. Offensive rebound scores.
Man, Brody Sullivan is just a force on the rebounds. Offense, defense, everywhere, he's getting rebounds.
He just seems to know where it's going to be. It's amazing. Limmer has it in the corner for Bullet Creek. It's 50-32 Standish. Tarkowski has the ball poked away on a pass, but able to be saved and then knocked away again. I don't know, how are they getting away with this? That's two passes that were tipped. It felt like Standish had them, but it somehow goes out of bounds off Truman King. 1:58 to play in the third. 50-32, Standish Sterling. These passes are very hard to be a play-by-play guy for. Tarkowski up top for another three. Let along. Rebound pulled down by Schwartz. Out to Limmer. Mid-range jumper. Airballed it. Rebound Braden Sullivan. And a foul here by Tarkowski. This game brought to you in part by Relevant Electronics of Standish, Aranac Bay Veterinary of Standish, Nagy's Tractor Sales of Omer, and Massizen Brothers of Standish. It's 50-32, Standish Sterling, 1:49 to play in our third quarter. Truman King with 30 points on the night. Braden Sullivan drives, and he'll be fouled before the shot. NBA, that's good. Get continuation in the NBA, but instead just a foul on the drive. It is the third team foul on Midland Bullet Creek. Second on Tarkowski.
I know it gets confusing a little bit because we think it's like the NBA when we see all these threes going on like
they
that.
They are launching in the threes. I will count them up a little bit later on, but not a lot of twos being scored in a lot of places. Timeout Standish. They're going to talk it over, take a breather. It's 50-32 Standish on WKJC, your power station for sports. Hey! 50-32 Standish Sterling. They inbound from underneath. 1:41 to play in our third quarter. Brock Bartlett will inbound. Bounce pass to Brody Sullivan, who just dribbles it back out. Steps into a three, the sophomore. Knock it down! Nobody guards him.
He may be a sophomore, but man, he plays like a veteran out here.
Makes it 53-32, 21-point lead for the Panthers. Left side, Viking cross-court pass. That's now to Nelson. Nelson drives to the free throw line, kick out to Schwartz. Bo Schwartz in the lane to Limmer. Pump fake, drive inside. stuck underneath the basket, will just go up, no good. Rebound, Brody Sullivan, and I think Sullivan knocked it out of bounds. And the official agrees. So ball at Creekle inbound underneath. On our, not on our sister station, in Division 4, Hillman, 44-40 right now over Mayo. Shot out of the... by Nelson, no good. Ball tipped out and controlled by Standish as Wendell will get the basketball. But Division 4, Hillman, 44-40 over Mayo after three. Ben Murphy keeping us updated on what's going on there. Caleb Emmons up top for Standish Sterling. It's 53-32, Standish Sterling here. Right side, Brody Sullivan. Pump fake. Dribbling up top. Goes to Wendell on the left side. Wendell cross to Brock Bartlett. Bartlett just kind of looking. We'll go to Emmons up top, and Schwartz read it, and we'll get a steal, but little too top heavy. Fell down trying to get it.
Yeah, so, a little too fast for his own well-being right there, and it was a great steal.
It was great. He looked good, but, yeah, he was falling down the whole way. Into Truman King. He has it at the block. Working on Schwartz. Fades away over his right shoulder. Tried to draw the foul. Rebound Caleb Emmons. And then Emmons just dribbled it right on out of bounds as he fell, and Emmons is hurt. And Emmons will limp his way down the floor, and now he's going to drop back down to a knee, and he says he is done. Cooper Prout will check in. That is not what you want to see. Hopefully he ends up all right. Hopefully just a rolled ankle for Caleb Emmons. It's too bad. Good hard-working player right there. 53-32. Standish Sterling. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. Nelson gets a screen. Cross to Tarkowski. 3 seconds. Lost it. Ball on the ground. Nelson just tried to launch it up, but nothing there. He threw it essentially without seeing the basket. At the end of three, Standish Sterling 53, Bullet Creek 32 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Bullet Creek starts with the basketball to kick off our fourth quarter. It is 53-32, Standish. Couple of cross-court passes now up top to Nelson. Jason Nelson works on Nick Nuremberg. Cross-court now to Tarkowski into Schwartz. And Zane Schwartz will drive inside. Go up and short. Got it blocked maybe, then got his own rebound. And then an offensive foul is called. Looks like he maybe cleared some room. And I think a different official has a different call. So now they will discuss this while they do that. I'll tell you, this game is brought to you in part by the Walker Insurance Agency of All Gray, Miles & Sons Insurance in Standish, Oscoda & Pinconning, Barry's Country Corner of Sterling, Reigning Hope Ranch of Standish, and 360-degree painting of Standish. Let's see what they end up going with. And they're going to go foul on Nick Nuremberg. And so they've changed the call. They're going to go foul on Standish instead of foul on Bullet Creek. Bullet Creek will keep the basketball. Hornig will inbound underneath. Schwartz to Schwartz and can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Proud. He'll get it to Nuremberg. Nuremberg back to Truman King and to Brayden Sullivan. And here come the Panthers leading by 21 in this district final. They'll take on either Cadillac or Hart, whoever wins this game. Brayden Sullivan drives right to the lane. Finger roll is good.
What a fantastic finish right there by the rim. Got that ball, took it right to the hoop with authority, and Bullet Creek does not want to get in the way of that right there.
55-32, Standish. Nelson gets it at the volleyball line, which might be in anybody's range here today, the way the three ball has been falling. Tarkowski now on the left side. He'll work on Nuremberg. Pass inside picked off by Sullivan. Sullivan will dribble it around, now finally get up the floor. No one stops him, drives to the bucket, and he'll be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Sullivan in closer mode right now, too. He just wants to go with the bucket.
Yeah, he's not interested in, you know, taking time off the clock here at all. He just wants to get right to that hoop and make some plays happen.
This game brought to you in part by Wanda & Co. Family Hair Care of Standish, Wilson Trucking and Excavating of Hale and Prescott, the Tremble Insurance Agency of Standish, and North Central Area Credit Union in Standish. Braden Sullivan makes the first free throw. He's got all three here in the fourth quarter. Makes it 56-32. Standish Sterling with that lead. Couple of dribbles for Sullivan. who's had a nice night. We've been talking a lot about Truman King, but with that free throw right there, 16 points on the night for Braden Sullivan. He's been great, too.
Yeah, not bad at all for being a second option tonight. Not bad at all.
Not bad. 30 points on the night for Truman King, so between the two of them, 46. Hornig on the right side into the corner, Tarkowski. Tarkowski looking. Now he'll dribble and go up top to Hornig. Right side, Tarkowski. Into the lane, Schwartz a little bit behind him. Schwartz, good job to recover and grab it. Left side, Nelson. Nelson pushed off the ball by Truman King. And dribble it inside to Schwartz. Schwartz outside to Riddle. Truman King read the pass and got a steal. And then a foul coming on Riddle. Riddle is dangerously close to getting teed up multiple times. He's made kind of some demonstrative moves after getting fouls called on him. He has got to be getting close for one official deciding that's enough.
It's a lot of frustration. I mean, you're a senior and you're down 25 points with 6 minutes to go. You realize what's going on here. It's a frustrating experience.
Truman King basketball up top. Hands it to Brody Sullivan. Sullivan to Braden Sullivan. He'll bounce past it. Truman King had to run and grab it. Gives it back to Braden on the left side. Braden drives right to the lane and blocked. And then a foul coming on Nuremberg as he kind of whacked Schwartz in the back. That'll be the seventh team foul, so that should send Schwartz to the line to shoot a 1-1. Or no, it's only the sixth. They put it up there before I looked. Okay. Third on Nuremberg. Inbound to Tarkowski. Left side to Nelson. Screened by Riddle. Nelson drives to the free throw line. Kick out Tarkowski. Into the corner, Hornig. Back to Nelson. Right wing, deep three. Little short. Long rebound out to Schwartz, who then is fouled. And so that will send Bo Schwartz to the line to shoot a 1-1. Truman King picks up that foul. It's his first. So Bo Schwartz goes to the line to shoot a 1-1. We say this anytime a team is down. Anytime you can score with the clock stop is always good. So making these two free throws is important if Midland Bullet Creek has any chance to climb back into this one as he makes the first.
Like you just said, he made the first one. That's the most important. And the 1-1, you only hit the second one, made the first one. So that's it. Take advantage of those opportunities right there, and he did in the first one there.
Makes it 57-33, Standish. Second free throw, no good. Prout with a rebound. Had it poked away by Hornig, but able to recover it. And so it'll be Braden Sullivan who walks it across. 5:25 remaining in our fourth quarter. Nuremberg gets it left side. Wanted to get it to Truman King. Nothing there, so he'll just get it up top to Braden Sullivan, who came and got the basketball. Sullivan will shovel it to Truman King out at the logo, which I think he at least thought about it. Right side, Brody Sullivan. Sullivan will drive. Fade away at the rim, no good, and knocked out of bounds by Bullet Creek. Tarkowski, now Tarkowski, I think, might have landed on Cooper Prout's foot because now Tarkowski is grabbing his ankle. So the coach will come out to him as he is in obvious pain on the ground. Hopefully Landon Tarkowski ends up all right. Hopefully they can get him up, maybe get him to his feet. Let's take a break. You're on WKJC, your power station for sports. Coach Freeland and Jason Nelson help Landon Tarkowski off the floor. As he did not put any pressure on that foot while being helped off. Cale Coyne and Zeke Adrian have checked in for Standish Sterling. Truman King now left side. Back to Truman King, to Braden Sullivan. Looks like Standish maybe in these last 5 minutes might take the foot off the gas pedal a little bit, leading by 24. Sullivan left side, Truman King. King, I mean, just grabbing it and immediately sending it back to Braden Sullivan. He drives, kick to Nuremberg, right wing, back to Sullivan. So Standish, yeah, it does look like they have gone into a four-minute offense, essentially, here. Use a football term. Yeah, pass to Coyne in the corner. And it's out of bounds off of Coyne. Go ahead.
I think it's a wise move. I mean, you have a 24-point lead right now, 4.5 minutes to go. Obviously, you know, as fans and stuff, you want to see excitement, you want to see them score and stuff, but Sanders is like, you know, I don't want anybody to get hurt. We've seen a couple players go down in this game. Nobody get hurt. Let's be healthy coming Monday there.
100%. I mean, you got a 24-point lead. You believe in your defense and not give up 24 points in 4 minutes. It's 8 threes, though, and the way Bullet Creek has shot it, not 100% out of the question. Cross court. Ryan Long thought about three. Good defense. He'll pass down to Hornig in the corner. Back to Long. Up top, Nelson. Nelson working it around. 4 minutes even to play. Inside to Riddle. Riddle, clear space, goes up, no good. And rebound controlled by Adrian. Zeke Adrian gets it to Braden Sullivan. And they might go right back into that four-minute offense. Inside, Truman King at the free throw line. Back out to Nuremberg. He'll hand it to Sullivan. I'm not sure Nuremberg's checked out of the game today. He's got no points, but he's just been a havoc at the top of the zone. Braden Sullivan, who I know has not checked out of the game, gets the basketball. Goes to Coyne in the corner. Timeout. Standish, take one with him. It's Standish by 24 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Standish Sterling out of the timeout has taken Truman King, Braden Sullivan, Brody Sullivan, all out of the game. Brock Bartlett, Kaysen Wendell checked in. Zeke Adrian left side. Up top to Nuremberg. Nuremberg left side to Brock Bartlett as they are really going to go into stall mode here. And now Wendell up top as it's Panthers by 24. 57-33, well on their way to another district title. And a chance. Last we heard, Cadillac was up by double digits on Hart. Pass inside to the corner. Cale Coyne for three. A little long. Rebound pulled down by number 20. That's Nestle for Midland Butler Creek. I got to learn some names real quick. Ryan Long gets it up top. Pass inside. Now a little mid-range jumper. No good by number 35, Lawrence Harding. Rebound in Nuremberg. Who gets it to Brock Bartlett. But last we heard, Cadillac up on Hart. Pass inside, Zeke Adrian. He'll go up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ryan Long. And so it could be a rematch of last year's regional semifinal between Standish Sterling and Cadillac. Up top to Ryan Long. Into the corner, Brandon Gohl. Back to Long at the Mercantile Bank logo. Cross court to number 20, Brady Nestle. Brady Nestle up to Ryan Long. To Nestle, left wing. He'll try a three. A little bit off. Rebound, Cale Coyne. Gets it up to Kaysen Wendell. 1:35 to play. It looks like both teams have really calmed down the intensity. They understand what's going on. Let's get nobody else hurt. This well-done job on both sides here, getting some other players in the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a reality check here for Bullet Creek, realizing that their season's coming to an end. And it's also the reality check for Standish, realizing they got a big game on Monday coming up now.
They do have a big game on Monday. Brock Bartlett with it up top. And another great defensive performance going to be on the night here, too. Wendell on a bounce pass from Bartlett would go up and score down low. I mean, the scoring in the fourth quarter is very minuscule. So far, the fourth quarter is 6-1. Standish Sterling. So both teams have really called off the dogs. Goal on the left wing goes inside to Harding. Harding inside to Cale Snyder. Cale Snyder into the corner. Three-pointer by Goal. No good. Rebound comes down to Brock Bartlett. When was the last time you saw two people named Cale in the same place? We got Cale Coyne and Cale Snyder. 30 seconds remaining. And it looks like Standish might be good, and Bullet Creek looks like they might be good. They might be just kind of happy letting Standish dribble it out. Standish Sterling going to pick themselves up another district title. 22-0, an undefeated season rolls to the regionals. 5 seconds remaining. Teams are already shaking hands. There's the buzzer. Standish Sterling, your Division II District 36 champs, 59-33 over Midland Bullet Creek. Back to wrap it up after this on WKJC, your power station for sports.